Exclusive, Breitbart News's Christina Wong first-hand account of Maui fires, flames were enormous. By Hannah Blow on August 15, 2023. The wildfires in Hawaii's Maui lit up the entire sky as those on the island tried to piece together what was going on with no cell phone service, internet, or power, Breitbart News's Christina Wong told Breitbart News Daily, as she was actually on the island as the disaster unfolded. Wong was on the island of Maui, staying at a resort in Ka'anapali, which she said is about an 8-minute drive from Lahaina. She flew in Monday afternoon and said the winds were really bad, and things disintegrated pretty quickly. She said power went out in the middle of the night, Monday night into Tuesday morning, and there was also no phone service. On Tuesday, she heard about brush fires and walked to a nearby town and found everything closed except for one boba tea store, and everyone went there because it was the only place opened. Monday night, Tuesday morning, the power went out, and I remember waking up really early. You know, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and there's no power and it was pitch black. And so I didn't know what was going on. And there was no phone service, she said, explaining that there was still no electricity, phone service, or internet when she woke up a few hours later. Fires, she said, ramped up around noon on Tuesday, and by 6 to 7 o'clock they were in full force. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Christina Wong, August 14, 2023. So I could see the fire in Lahaina from where we were, and it looked really, really bad. The flames really, they were really high. They were really just enormous. I've never really seen anything like that. It was actually kind of scary because they lit up the entire sky, and it looked pretty close, but there was no one at the resort. Really panicking yet, she said, explaining that power, internet, and phone service were out the next day, and individuals began to buy up the dry goods as they ran out of food. Video, gut-wrenching, burned-out cars line streets as residents survey the ruins of Lahaina, Hawaii. Evacuations started on Thursday morning, and hundreds of people from the resorts gathered for buses to leave the island. Wong recalled speaking to one hotel staff member who made her realize the extent of what was happening, as locals and vacationers were, quite literally, left in the dark, not knowing the extent of the devastation. He said, "Our main town is gone." And he said the National Guard is pulling bodies from cars, and people are melted on the sidewalk. And that was really the first time that I knew how bad things were, Wong said, noting that no one knew how many people were killed. And I remember I was shocked when he said that. And I told another woman, she gasped, another vacationer. She said, recalling the devastation she saw on her way to the airport to evacuate. There were a couple buildings that were still standing. You know, perhaps the wind had not gone that way and that building was spared for whatever reason. But everything was just devastated, she said, adding that there were just a few structures left. Burnt trees and the poles were down, and cars were burnt. Some people say it looked like World War III or apocalyptic, she said, describing everything as looking burned and gray and ashy. Wong noted that just 3% of Lahaina has been searched as of yet, as police scramble to identify victims. She said that she would like to know what happened in those hours when the power initially went out. What did authorities do to alert folks? She asked. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Related, hold on hope, rescue efforts continue in scorched ruins of Lahaina, Hawaii.